Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Arthur Arkush, Pro Football Weekly Managing Editor, Bears Beat Reporter, getting a little intel on the Bears. Arthur, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me tonight. How are you guys?
We're good. Listen, so Akeem Hicks going on IR. What's the status of Mitch Trubisky, and how does the loss of Akeem Hicks, how does that loss impact his defense?
Well, Akeem Hicks, and then you got Long, probably the best offensive defensive lineman, no longer available because they're on IR.
Right. Yeah. So a couple different things here. We'll start with Mitch because all conversations start and end with Mitch here. Practice Monday, missed the game in London 2 weeks ago with the dislocated left shoulder that he suffered only six snaps into the previous week, the win over the Vikings. So their first opportunity to have him out on the field, and he was out there. Matt Nagy said it's going to be a pain tolerance thing. Mitch actually missed a couple games with a shoulder injury last year, but that was to his throwing shoulder. So this would be obviously a different set of circumstances. I'm sure you guys are well aware. He was largely struggling prior to the injury, and somehow despite the fact he hasn't played in a few games, it seems like the criticism has only increased here in Chicago. So no question is the embattled third-year quarterback that needs to play well. And I think the expectation is that he will be back on the field Sunday. Whether he plays better remains to be seen. With Akeem Hicks, he dislocated his elbow only eight snaps into the game in London. That was 1 week after missing his first game as a Bear. With a knee issue. So placed on injured reserve today. The expectation is they will get him back in 8 weeks in time for the Week 15 game versus the Packers at Lambeau. How the Bears defense responds is a big question mark. They've never really played without Akeem. He leads the team in sacks over the past 3 years. He's arguably been their defensive MVP, at least in two of those seasons prior to Khalil Mack's arrival last year. So the Bears have good depth. They've got a couple other studs up front, and Eddie Goldman, the nose guard, and Roy Robertson-Harris, really an ascending player. But how you replace a Pro Bowler like Hicks, who really never comes off the field and is equally adept, stuffing the run and rushing the passer, definitely remains to be seen. I think everyone else is going to have to do a little bit more. You can only expect so much from the D-line. I think Khalil Mack, Leonard Floyd, certainly Roquan Smith, there will be heightened expectations in Hicks' absence. And then finally, asked about Kyle Long. It's really a bummer. It's the fourth consecutive season. His will end on injured reserve. He's the Bears' longest tenured homegrown player. Unfortunately, he's really been a shadow of the player that went to Pro Bowls in his first three seasons. Still a big-time leader. You still can't replace that experience, but the thinking is that potentially this Bears' offensive line, which has just been a huge disappointment after returning all five starters, actually may play a little bit better, may block the run a little bit better with Kyle Long's replacement, either Ted Larson or Rashad Coward, someone no one's really heard of yet, but a kid that they're really excited about internally.
Now, Arthur, no disrespect, but I said, come on, that has to be related to Hub. I mean, come on, you and your dad go, I guess we go way back, and I'm looking at to get you on, and I know you're always inside, on, you do great work in Pro Football Weekly in Chicago. But what is the fan base like when they look at it? I guess it's just it is what it is, that when you look at the offense in the bottom of the league and the defense has always been in the top of the league, I'm looking like now obviously Akeem Hicks is not there, but you look at the whole concept, whether you have Vic Fangio, you got Coach Pagano now, Look, even top 10 against the pass. But is it almost like that when you're playing – on the road in Chicago, now it's not going to be inclement weather, but they almost expect, you would think, when all said and done, that you're going to shoot yourself in the foot and the Bears will be plus one or plus two to come out on top and win the game.
Yeah, I mean, to start at the top, I think that the sort of mindset here with this imbalanced team, a defense that was the best in football last year and has shown signs of being that again, despite the, you know, the defensive coordinator change. They've been mostly lights out. Not a good representation of what happened in London with a couple long touchdown drives and Josh Jacobs becoming actually the third back to rush for more than 100 yards on the Bears dating back to the fall of 2017. So a clearly elite unit. Unfortunately, Bears fans, guys, are a little too familiar with the idea of one side of the ball carrying most of the weight. I mean, we could go all the way back to 85, but, you know, the last time they were in the Super Bowl in 06 was the same type of deal. So the impetus of hiring Matt Nagy, you know, the reigning coach of the year, wins 12 games in his maiden head coaching voyage, was to be that QB whisperer, to be that innovative offensive mind, to get the most out of Mitch Trubisky, the much maligned Mitch Trubisky. So they're still waiting. I mean, the truth is that this offense is worse right now than it was last season. In Trubisky and the run game, everything has actually taken a step back thus far. So that's why the pressure is obviously heightened as the Bears get out of the bye at 3-2. I don't know. I mean, there hasn't been a ton of signs to believe that this offense is suddenly going to wake up, that, you know, replacing Kyle Long and trying to find a run game that hasn't really worked dating back to Nagy's arrival, there's a light bulb suddenly going to click on. And I mean, I've been watching a little bit of the Saints defense. I know they're starting to round into form too. So they're going to have to, as you mentioned, lean on that takeaway defense, hope that they can get into you know, Teddy Bridgewater's kitchen a little bit, if you will, and force him into a couple mistakes. All the playmakers on D in the back seven are still there. There's still more than enough ammunition. But anyone who tells you they know what to expect from Mitch Trubisky someday, you know, probably has a bridge to sell you too, because we just have no idea right now.
Now, when you look at it, Arthur, I mean, who could help if it's Trubisky? I mean, we're familiar with Chase Daniel, obviously, with the Saints. That, you know, right. Okay, so let's say who could compliment him. Is it Cohen, or what? Are you trying to run in the passing game, and you hope you're getting that yak yards after the catch? I mean, because right. I can remember I'm watching the NFL, and I'm all excited, 100 years of NFL football. Boy, the Bears really laid an egg to me when I watched that Packers game. And to me, yeah. It was the offense. I mean, the Bears fans had to be, like, disgusted with that performance.
Yeah, it was pretty bad in week one. And then, guys, as good as Chase was in relief, again, after Mitch goes down in the first quarter versus the Vikings, a really tough defense and a tough spot for Chase, and he really acquitted himself well on that one. He was pretty bad in London, ended up with two picks, including the game sealer, and easily could add a couple more. There was one nullified, and I think another one dropped. So, as far as who can help Mitch, I mean, after Matt Nagy, again, it starts with Nagy and building a game plan that's going to put his quarterback in the best position to succeed, and that has not consistently been the case here early on this year. But after that, I mean, the one guy on this offense that you are not even going to begin to question this season is Allen Robinson. I mean, he has played like a Pro Bowler. He's not 2 years removed from that ACL injury. Last year, he was solid in year one of the deal with the Bears, but he's been just tremendous. I mean, he's shown the ability to take over games, did it in London in the third quarter a couple weeks ago. So, but he needs help. I mean, the rest of the receiving core has underwhelmed. I think Anthony Miller is the next place you look. The Bears traded up in round two for him last year, and he led the team in touchdowns last season despite playing with a chronically dislocated shoulder, was popping in and out all season as a rookie. So showed his toughness, no question about that. The Bears want to see him continue to get in the playbook a little bit more, so his play time has been a little bit spotty as a result of that. But he's the next most dynamic player in the passing game. You mentioned Tariq Cohen, really, really good, exciting space player, but you gotta scheme for him, and you got to create opportunities for him, and the Bears have struggled to do that a little bit. So as great as the Saints defense is playing all of a sudden, as good as Marshawn Lattimore has looked, and I know he's going to see plenty of Allen Robinson, the onus is going to be on those guys, Anthony Miller, Tariq Cohen, Trey Burton, the tight end, who has not really done anything to speak of this year. And it does start up front, guys, because as I mentioned, the offensive line has not played well. You look at this matchup with Marcus Davenport and Cameron Jordan coming to town, and I know those guys have the ability to make it another long Sunday for the Bears offensive line if it doesn't figure some things out quickly.
Arthur Arkush, Pro Football Weekly Bears beat reporter, managing editor for Pro Football Weekly. Arthur, thanks, man.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.